Right, welcome to the show. An in-plane sight with Jeremy from Kentucky, January 28th, Thursday night. Glad you could make it. Got one more day till Friday. What does the next week hold? What does the next month hold? That's anybody's guess here in Clown World, USA. But we're on RBN, public broadcasting, so send your bucks to keep free speech alive. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Upper left-hand menu, find the donate button, and send money, much needed. You can mail it in at Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Also, we have an in-plane site, Chitango, set up, inplanesite.chitango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T-E, set up by our own Mer Bailey. Get on there and let us know what you're thinking. And we're doing call-ins tonight, 512-248-8252, to let us know what's on your mind. A couple of things hit the headlines that I found very interesting. The head of the Proud Boys has been cooperating with feds for 10 years. I got this out of the AP. Proud Boys leader was a government informant. The record show. So, the leader of the Proud Boys, who was arrested in Washington shortly before the Capitol riot, previously worked undercover and cooperated with investigators after he was accused of fraud in 2012. Court documents show Henry Enrique Terrio helped law enforcement in a variety of investigations nearly a decade ago, but providing information and going undercover. The Proud Boys is a far-right, male chauvinist, extremist group that seized on the Trump administration's policies and was a major agitator during earlier protests and the Capitol riot on January 6th. The Proud Boys have rallied against a deep state, quote-unquote, and worked to break down the current government system. And so the revelations of Terrio as a federal informant came as quite a surprise. Well, maybe it did to you guys, but not to us. Reading on, the details of Terrio's cooperation, which was first reported Wednesday by Reuters, were found in a transcript of a 2014 hearing in federal court in Florida regarding his sentence for participating in a scheme involving the resale of diabetic test strips. The prosecutors and Terrio's defense attorney both claimed Terrio's extensive cooperation in arguing that his sentence of 30 months should be cut. The judge agreed to reduce his sentence to 16 months, the record show. Your Honor, frankly, in all the years, which is now more than 30 that I've been doing this, I've never had a client as prolific in terms of cooperating in any respect, said Terrio's lawyer at the time, Jeffrey Filer, according to the transcript. An email seeking comment was not immediately returned from a lawyer representing Terrio in his current case. In an interview with Reuters, Terrio denied ever cooperating with the authorities. After Terrio's 2012 indictment, he helped the government prosecute more than a dozen other people, the federal prosecutor told the judge. According to the transcript, Terrio's lawyer said he was the first defendant to cooperate in the case and was also involved in a variety of police undercover operations involving things like anabolic steroids and prescription narcotics. From day one, he was the one who wanted to talk to law enforcement. He wanted to make clear his name, and he wanted to straighten out this so that he could move on with his life. And he has, in fact, cooperated in a significant way, the prosecutor said, according to the transcript. Terrio was arrested in Washington, D.C. on January 4th, 2 days before the pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol in a bid to overturn President Joe Biden's victory. He was accused of vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at a historic black church during an earlier protest in the nation's capital. The banner was ripped from Asbury United Methodist Church property, torn and set aflame in December. And there you go. That's the leader of the Proud Boys who was arrested, who they have evidence has been a federal informant for over a decade now. These groups like the Proud Boys. I mean, you know, they're very visible. It's all you hear about in the news. There's these anomalies like, oh, they're white supremacists, but their leader is not a white guy, some mixed guy. What's going on? All of these anomalies should throw red flags up and should make you step back. You know, groups like that, they're big, big targets for the feds to infiltrate, if not just start them. The feds is just start these groups. Antifa is a wing of the federal, of the FBI, period. It's just COINTELPRO tier type stuff where they infiltrate an organization, take it over, and then try to get the members inside to do illegal things so that they can bust them. Because they're on a budget just like everyone else, and they have to justify the money that's spent on their existence. So I think that's what the Proud Boys are. Sort of made that call early on, and it does not surprise me whatsoever, this news flash of the leader of the Proud Boys cooperating with the feds. Not in the least. So we have the meme police out there. Speaking of people that could cooperate with the police, Ricky Vaughn caught this story on The Stormer. Daily Stormer from January 28th. The joke police are in control. Legendary tweeter Ricky Vaughn indicted by feds for memes from 2016. I had to stop and do a little take back and make sure I was reading it right and then go through the article a few times. But yes, Ricky Vaughn, that's his Twitter name. It gives his real name later in the story. Who had made some very edgy pro-Trump memes 2016 is now being indicted for what he put online. The charges are some sort of election fraud. It's really ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous what they're getting away with here. But sure enough, we see it right before our very eyes. Let me read through Anglin's article on this because he does a very good job with it. Ricky Vaughn, the legendary Twitter poster, has been indicted by the U.S. federal government for memes posted in the run-up to the 2016 election. New York Post says, the man behind pro-Trump Twitter troll account, Ricky Vaughn, was busted in Florida on Wednesday for spreading disinformation during the 2016 presidential election in a scheme to limit black turnout, officials said. Douglas Mackey, 31, was arrested in West Palm Beach on one charge of conspiracy against riots, of which he faces up to 10 years in prison. Douglas Mackey, that's the guy's name. Ricky Vaughn is his online persona. Between September and November 2016, Mackey allegedly conspired with others to use social media messaging to encourage blacks to cast their votes via text message so their ballots wouldn't count, according to Brooklyn federal prosecutors. On November 1, 1 week before the presidential election that ushered in President Donald Trump's term, Mackey allegedly tweeted an image of a black woman in front of an African American's for President Hillary sign. This was written on the photograph was this message: avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary 259925. Vote for Hillary and be part of history, the complaint states. Here's the kicker, folks. Middle of the article. More than 4,900 people, encouraged by the misinformation campaign, cast their vote via text, officials said. It's not funny. I'm not laughing. Hang on. All right. 4,900 people tried to vote on their text, on their phone. Again, no laughing matter. Carrying on with the article. There is no place in public discourse for lies and misinformation. To defraud citizens of their right to vote, said acting U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Seth Ducharme. MIT Media Lab ranked him as the 107th most important social media influencer of the presidential election. Let me read that again. Vaughn was the 107th, not 105th, 108th, 107th most important social media influencer of the presidential election, coming in just ahead of NBC News and the Drudge Report, as if that was something. Anyway, back to Anglin's commentary on the article. I've read some other news articles about this, and most of them are just worded more confusingly. As far as I'm able to tell, he was indicted on the single meme. However, I'm sure that many memes that he posted will come up in the court as they try to convict him for conspiracy to joke around and first-degree horseplay. I feel like the word insane is used too often, but this truly cannot be classified as anything other than insane. I gotta stop there and agree. It's not like this guy posted something recently and they latched onto it, maybe something about the Capitol. You know, you could understand. It would be still ridiculous, but you could maybe understand if someone posted a pro-violent, pro-overthrow the government meme on the day of or the day after the Capitol storm. You could understand them saying, okay, well, got to check this guy out. Maybe. It still would be unconstitutional, but you can understand it. But something posted in 2016, a meme that sort of makes fun of the fact that if you vote Hillary, you should text it in. I mean, that's what a federal indictment for this guy. And, you know, this guy is a public figure in the alt-right. You all may not know much about him, but others in the alt-right, he's very well known. His mascot is Charlie Sheen from the baseball movie Major League. You know, Charlie Sheen wearing the shades. That's his mascot, this dude. His Twitter avatar. That's what I'm trying to think of, not mascot. But think about the seriousness of this. If the government can comb through your social media and bring you up an indictment for something that you posted 8, 5, 6 years ago, there's no limit. There's no limit to what they can do. And I think that that is the point here. That is the point that they're trying to drive home to us, is that they can hunt down any of us. They just chose this guy because he's high profile. They can hunt down any of us. Always speak the truth, but it's very important that you be careful what you say online, and especially what you call into these radio shows and say, because that is a forever existing audio record of you. So if you say something a little crazy, If you start Fed posting, it's always going to be there, and it's always going to be used to come back on you. And even if they don't indict you, they could try to take your kids, your grandkids, or something crazy like that. Getting you fired is a little cliche. That's like, oh, that's so been done before. You know, what else do you have for me? But a federal indictment, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's way worse than being fired from some crap job that you don't like to begin with. Federal indictment, major. I'll be interested to see how this case goes, and I will be following along with it. Let me get you some thoughts from Anglin, as he seems to summarize the situation quite well. Reading on with his articles, we are officially looking through the glass across the threshold, or whichever idiom pleases your fancy. A man was just federally indicted for a meme. Probably I should spend a few thousand words going through the background and just how we found ourselves in this very unfortunate situation. This is the big revenge spectacle that we talked about before the election. What they are doing, what they are going to try to do, is ensure the masses of people remain quiet and accept their masters. They do that through fear. The 2016 election was an unimagined disaster for the ruling elite. You probably have no actual capacity to understand how this was viewed by them. It was a total failure of their established systems on the very highest level. I would always get frustrated at people who try to claim that Trump being elected was part of some kind of conspiracy and that he was meant to fail and it was all some sort of a show, some kind of show put on the elite by the elite for some non-specific reason. I've never come into contact with an intelligent person that made this argument, and there are a lot of really aggressive morons on the internet. Let me stop right there and comment. I have a little bit of a divergence of opinion with Andrew. I know where he's coming from. You know, Trump did seem to really shock the system, and they spent every bit of their energy regurgitating this man. However, it's not beyond the pale that he could have been part of some plot to expose ultra-right-wingers. Get this guy in office, get the voters out there, get them really speaking their mind, and then crack down on them with a rod of iron in order to really figure out who the true right-wing racists, patriarchal nationalists are, and then target them. That's a distinct possibility that I'm not counting out. I don't think you're a moron if you think that. I think it's 2021 and anything's possible, so I will diverge quite a bit from Andrew in his statement there. We have more analysis of this article of the side of the break up in plain sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Show here on In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, on Thursday night, covering the article that Andrew Anglin had wrote on the Daily Stormer on Vaughn and what exactly this government is up to. We were just discussing Trump and how I've heard both sides, the side of which I have participated in, that says that Trump was too much of a shock to the system. They fought against him. There's no way that he's controlled by it, and they spent so much resources trying to spit him out, and his presence unlocked an awakening they didn't want. I think these things are all there's some truth to these things. Of course, there's the other side that I've heard, that Trump is a reality television show actor, and that this whole thing has been a play, the purpose of which is to draw out right wingers into the public, to get everybody all hot and bothered and divided, and then to make a target of which to strike these people and make a reason for the state to be able to come down on them. I've heard that one too, and I gotta tell you, the more that I see from this government, the more plausible that theory becomes. So which is it? Oh, maybe it's something there in between. As I've stated for years now, there is a right wing and a left wing balance of Jewish power. They're at odds with each other to the point of drawing blood often, and They always do cooperate against a common enemy, but we do see that they have separate ideas and interests in what they think is best for the Jewish community and how to best move forward. You can call them right or left wing, whatever you want to designate them, but a sliver of this power aligned with Trump, and I think they had their fingers deep in his finances. and that they did push the man to run. Probably somewhere along the way, he started believing his own rhetoric. And maybe he got a little patriotic in the run-up. You know, maybe he got a little patriotic and lost in the play. What is it? When a guy goes undercover, I watched too much Miami Vice as a kid. When some cop goes undercover and they lose themselves undercover, they get lost. And they start taking on the attributes, I guess, of the person that of the people they're going undercover to bust, until they can't figure out up from down, right from wrong. I don't know. I'm just throwing out there that maybe there's a little bit of all of this truth. And one of the things that makes me think this, what's making me think that Donald Trump is at least complicit with the system, is the fact that he's sitting down there in Florida and he's starting a third party. The man can't even have a Twitter. So I don't know how, he's allowed to still function like this, but, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. Maybe they'll try to arrest him. Maybe he'll have to flee the country. I don't know, but they definitely wanted blood. And if this man goes down there and starts another party, and now we've got three bogus parties competing for our political hearts, our political votes, I'm just going to throw the BS flag on that one. I'm calling BS on that. Hey, we got a caller. Oh, William from Montana. William, got a couple minutes before the break. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Jeremy. I was talking to a group of militiamen here in Montana. They used to go to a church that I used to go to, and they were. Now I turned them on to your show and to RBN, and they met as a group at somebody's house, and they said, "Hey, we got to get ready. It's 8 o'clock," and they listened to you and they said, "Hey, that is our type of guy." You know, ex-military, you know, what, in a position of leadership. He's a Christian, which they give big points for. And they said, and he drinks, and he admits it. That's a fine guy. That's a straight-up guy. So we were talking, and, you know, they said, hey, William, last night you said that, first you started off and you said there were 90 points that Putin made, and then you started talking about 60. Like, what was all that about? That's kind of weird. Your analysis was pretty good, but that kind of stuck with us. And so I explained to them, I said, hey, you know, you can't understand any of these things when they're this good, you know, like his speech to Davos. You know, with one read. And so the way I derived those numbers in the first part, I went through it and I read it and I made mention of every data point that he brought up. And then I said, when I got down, I went back and read it again, and I started adding up the numbers, and some of these things had multiple data points, but they were one concept. So, you know, the first time I got 87, and the second time I got 57. So that's where I came up with the numbers. But I just emphasized...
Hang on to that.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hang on to that, William. We've got a break on the other side.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
William from Montana. William, you were just diagnosing your points on the Putin speech. Go ahead and finish. You were interrupted by the break.
Yep. Basically, you know, it's important to know quite a bit about, you know, some of these programs and know a lot about Putin and things that he said in the past to be able to understand what he means. One very excellent point that he made was he said, indeed, during the past 20 years, we have created a foundation for the so-called fourth industrial revolution based on wide use of AI and automation and robotics. The coronavirus pandemic has greatly accelerated such projects and their implementation. However, this process is leading to a new structural changes. I am thinking in particular of the labor market. This means that very many people could lose their jobs unless the state takes an effective measure to prevent this. Most of these people are the so-called middle class, which is the basis of any modern society. And so, I know a lot about his program. He is really embracing AI use for the so-called fourth industrial revolution. But he has cautioned in the Duma and on many occasions. He's made big statements like, "Look, you know, we can't embrace the structure, which is going to come whether we want to or not. So we better be good at it." But we also have to understand that if you destroy the middle class, you are destroying your society. You know, it doesn't benefit when, you know, some elite people can use this high-tech, high-tech technologies and then just become fabulously wealthy. That's really destructive of the society. And so that was something that I really wanted to emphasize, was there was so much information in this speech, and if you supplement it, not with coming out and saying, well, William from Montana feels, I mean, it really doesn't matter what I feel about this. You know, my dedication is trying to give people as good an analysis as possible, and that has to come from digging deep and also knowing quite a bit about the situation beforehand. And I think that you know, I still praise this document, and it's very worthwhile looking into. And I just want to say that, you know, these guys in Montana, they met together, and I forget what they were drinking, but they were saying, hey, that guy, that Jeremy guy is pretty good. And they were saying, you know, what is RBN? And I spent like about an hour today explaining what RBN is and its uniqueness and how important it is to support it. And you can learn a lot from, there's a lot of good presenters, a lot of good hosts, and it really is something that you really have to have in your arsenal to understand what's happening and get the best commentary you can. So they thank you, I thank you, and, you know, keep up with the good work and support RBN. Thank you.
Thank you, William. I appreciate that. It's good to know we have an audience out there. And yeah, we have all good contributors to RBN, all of the hosts. I don't agree with all of them, but they all have a certain amount of truth that they bring to the table. And when you listen to all of the shows together and formulate your own opinion, you're very well balanced, I do believe. Appreciate your call, William.
Thanks.
Let's see. We lost Dan. We had Dan from Washington, but we lost him. Maybe call back, Dan. Next, we got Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing, brother?
Oh, doing great, my friend. Just hanging in there.
Hey, William sounded strong, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, our prayers are working. Keep praying for William.
Hey. Hey, one thing, dude. Look, you got a great laugh. You got to let that thing go. You can't muffle it. We all have a great laugh. It's what connects us with each other. And I just say, let us hear your great laugh, dude.
I'll try to do that more often. Sometimes I mute myself if I get a little too amused.
I know.
So
I heard that. Well, look, listen to me. We'll go to the top, all right?
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it, Mark.
Anyway, yeah. Man, I had a lot of thoughts. First, I got a prediction.
Okay.
And this is for you and Patrick. Aloha, Patrick. Tulsi Gabbard. And 2024.
Well, that's very interesting. I think it's a possibility. I don't know if she's our gal anymore, but it would be a change from the status quo. I don't know that we are going to have any meaningful elections in the future. Maybe.
Well, I don't know either, but this is just a fun prediction, and the caveat is she's going to run as a Republican.
Okay. I could see that. I could actually see that.
And
we'll be able to vote.
I hope we do. And I just was telling you, I thought this yesterday, and it's my prediction for 3 years from today, but we're gonna have to work with her on her gun control, but look, everything's, you know, other than that, she's pretty good. And the other thing, the gravy would be that Patrick would be her chief of staff. And hopefully we would all somehow be in the little circle, and we would have Patrick's device. When you look at grocery products,
Co-certified.
Yeah, we would be her co-certified team. And I think that would be just how handy tiny. But let me.
Her stance on anti-war is not co-certified. That is for sure. So, yeah, I mean, she could gain some traction. Who knows? But we'll keep this.
She could be a. You know, I think she's a very spiritual woman. She could be a healer. And I don't know if we're going to get that far because things went bad. The enemy knows that we know who they are. And that's why they're coming down. Because they know that we know. And, I just keep doing what I do. I keep not wearing a mask behind the enemy lines here in the city of Dallas. I'm the only one. And, I was in 7-Eleven today, and I did see two women that didn't have on a mask. And, but nobody really says anything. I just get a few dirty looks. I've only been asked to put it on one time. And, it was a big black cop. And it was in the grocery store, and I'm the only one. And I just didn't feel like, I was just like, I'm going to, go ahead and put it on today. But I put it underneath my nose where I could breathe. But, we're in a lot of trouble, dude. So we got to resist whatever we could do.
Absolutely agree. And I would say, too, and we applaud you, for your non-mask stance. We got to refuse service. I know it's hard. But if they insist on not serving you with the mask, without the mask, then go to another store. I know that would be hard because some people may have to drive or they don't have that option. But to the best that we can, we got to resist it. But, yeah, we appreciate that, Mark. And
all right, buddy.
We do have a couple of other callers. Appreciate your call tonight, sir.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Have a great night, brother. And, let us hear your laugh. It's contagious.
All right, my friend. I'll try to laugh a little bit more and mute less. But anyway, going on now to next caller, Patrick. Patrick from North Carolina. Patrick, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I liked your introduction that talked to Dr. Slattery a little bit about the Andy's article, and I'm going to cut him a little slack on the views from Trump because I honestly don't know anymore, but I just figured I'd try to get you to laugh a little bit tonight. I finally polished up for radio my question about the vice president. It's why would a frail, viney-fingered Jew sleep with a fake black woman who lies about Tupac and has been smashed out by Montel Williams' baby arm? Because Mossad needed a puppet.
And what about that neck? Does this chick, this Kabbalah Haaretz, does she do like neck exercises? Can she like pull like 100 pounds with her neck? That thing is huge. She's got the neck of a bodybuilder.
At first I thought maybe he wanted to be with her so that he could steal all the silverware from the White House when they go back to Israel after they get done robbing the country from everything. But I'm second thought, they just needed a puppet. Another thing is, like, I went to a Trump rally a while back, and there's this black congressman, and I don't even really care if you're in the military or not. If you're a politician, you're fair game for me to just trash on. And two of my favorite people to trash on is Navy pirate Dan Crenshaw, because he lost his eye to an IED. It's great to make a meme with him and SpongeBob. Because he sucked at war so bad. And the other thing that really got me going and really made me upset was the black staff sergeant emailed me today. It's through the Trump campaign, and he wanted money. He wanted money because some frail little Jew on CNN made fun of him. And it's like, ting-ting, you're a staff sergeant, United States Army. Take your little ting-ting legs and go punch the Jew in the nose. You don't need my money to do that. You know what I mean? It's like, what's your problem, dude? Why are you sending me money because an email because Jake Tepper from CNN said something unpatriotic? You're a politician. Go punch the Jew in his nose. Like, these guys are all bought and sold. I don't trust any politicians anymore, Jeremy. Even if they serve
including
Tulsi.
Yeah, I don't either. And even though Tulsi said some things, and I think Mark was making a prediction of if she would run, and probably she could. Who knows? But, I mean, I don't trust any of them. I don't trust the election. I don't trust any of it. I don't know what the way forward is. Everything is a political solution, no matter what you do. It's political. But voting is probably out the window in the presidential election. So I don't know what we're going to do. But not trusting these people, that's step one. Definitely.
And resisting, too. Every time I go into the gas station where I'm from, no matter who it is, be full of base black people, it could be full of old white people. I play that 2 minutes I have recorded on my phone, starting with Mark Corlett talking about the Alex Jones people, how they're wrong, and Tommy Robinson people, how they're wrong. The 10 people he's looking at a screen who were appointed to the White House by Biden, and they love it. I'd go everywhere in Sampson County into the no mask anywhere. Anytime anyone asks me about a mask, I say I'd rather you spit in my mouth. It's healthier, you know? Like in the Army, we'd get smoked in a puddle. Everyone would be, if you got, like, I remember in Special Forces Q course, like, if you were getting smoked so hard, you'd have to pick up your buddy's puke and put it in your pocket because that's what they'd make you do. And none of us got sick. And I don't know any of those guys who were in the hospital for the flu. It's like, Dr. Duke is so right when he said if you put you want to kill some people, you put a mouse in a sterile cage and you let it sit there. And you let its immune system get weak. And then you release it to Gen Pop. What they're doing is depopulating the planet. Like, no one wants to talk about the – I mean, there is an elephant in the room with the Jews for sure, but there's also another elephant in the room that people keep reproducing at a rate that we don't have resources to sustain, and our overlords, our evil overlords, know this. And I really believe that this is their solution because they're too weak and too frail-boned to fight any war, because only people who are frail and weak-boned are afraid to fight to survive, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's what we're looking at with these vaccines, too, is sterilization. They could easily knock out 3/4 of the world population through a decade of vaccine sterilizations.
No, I agree, too. And then think about this. How hard would it be to get laid right now? Like, if I wasn't married to a beautiful wife and I didn't have a beautiful daughter, I mean, like, if I was single, like, how do you even date right now? I wonder what effect this is going to have on the population, just the lockdowns alone. It might be interesting to see because I could go either way, I guess.
Very good observations. Appreciate it, Pat.
Yeah, and thank you for that sermon last night. I had to write it down in pen and paper, and after Googling it on Google for like 2 hours, I still couldn't find the exact verse. The closest thing I could find had one word replaced, and that was the end of when they were feasting on the bird. You said, I think there was a one-word difference, but it'd be interesting to know where you got that from. Is it online?
That was Revelation 19, verses 11 through 21. That was the main text. Revelation 19, 11 through 21.
Is it like an NKV, NJV? Like, do you know like the differences when you Google it, or do you just have yours straight from the book?
Yeah. I use the New King James Version that's NKJV, New King James Version. I think it's one of the better texts.
No, I appreciate it. And hopefully I'll get better at talking on the radio, not be so awkward, but I just wanted to try to make you laugh. And tell Mark and Will, I pray for them and pray for you guys, and we'll be fine. We'll get through this.
Yeah, you did fine, my friend. I appreciate your call. Thanks for cleaning up the language, too. Like you, I get excited, and I want to use the swear words, but got to keep it clean for RBN. Appreciate it. Thanks for a lot for the call there, Pat. And we're about to move on to break. All right, we're moving on to break, and on the other side, we're going to contemplate just what is it that the elites have in store for us? What are the messages that they're sending us? And what is the message that they just sent us just a few weeks ago with the ousting of Trump and the Capitol Hill riot? Back on the other side. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Back. Last few minutes of the show and everything's tight. We appreciate all the callers and your points of view. You're what makes the show great. Always coming in the last hour there and give me some good input. What do the elites want? Well, I don't know what to make of Trump. Whether you want to say he was a controlled shill from the beginning, designed to draw out the evil white nationalists in America in order to persecute them. You could say that. Or whether you say he was legit and just wanted to restore the America that he knew from the 1980s. A 1980s Democrat, if you will. Maybe there's a little bit of truth in both of those statements, but the message from the elites is very clear. We don't have to guess what they're saying. Do not ever do this again. Because you see, the MAGA platform was legit. The platform of non-intervention, immigration control, and fair trade. Also, part of non-intervention is a good relationship with Russia. That was what the American public wanted. That's what the populace wanted, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. They all flocked into this MAGA movement, and that was smacked down real fast, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And the elites are saying, no. you cannot participate in politics. You cannot tell us what you really want. We have an agenda, and we're going to push it forward regardless of what the populace wants. That's the message sent to us very loud and clear. A similar message was sent on the economical status. Real quick, I wanted to mention, I think some of you may be familiar or you've heard, but there was a big stink on the stock market with the GameStop trading. Very interesting story. Let me just bottom line it for you. The hedge fund managers were who? Yeah, we know what tribe they're from. The hedge fund managers were going to short sell the GameStop stock at $4 a share. Basically, GameStop is going out, as is most stores that you see in strip malls and in major malls, because who wants to go buy in-person physical disc video games when you can just sit at home during the fake-demic and buy them online? So GameStop was being ushered out of here. The hedge fund elites wanted to take advantage, do a short sale in the stock at $4 a share, and then clean up. But what happened was, a group of day traders on Reddit figured out the game, and they figured out that this stock was going into short sale, and they started buying it up in mass. And they drove the stock from $4 a share. I heard it got up to $600 a share, and then it settled in today at $400 a share, and they cleaned up quite nicely. The hedge fund guys lost a total of $78 billion. Would it be? Who knows? That stock, you can no longer buy it. The TD Ameritrade, Robinhood, and the different online apps said, no, you can't participate in this anymore. You can't buy this stock. And they put a stop to that. That's the message. You cannot participate in politics, and you cannot get rich like us, you peasants. We'll be back tomorrow night on In Plain Sight. More scripture tomorrow night, and a little more of a religious tinge in your calls. See you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.